Final Philippine Pogos to close this month. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has reaffirmed its commitment to ending all Philippine offshore gaming operator, Pogo, activities in the country by the end of this year. Chairperson Alejandro Tenco explained that PAGCOR began targeting Pogos associated with unlawful practices soon after his appointment in 2022. At that time, 298 online gambling sites were active, but this number has since plummeted to just 13 as of November 30. Remaining Pogos to close by December 15. At a recent forum hosted by the Stratbase ADR Institute, Tenco said that he expects all Pogos to be closed by December 15. He stressed that any Pogos found operating beyond January 1, 2025, including those in provincial regions, will be deemed illegal, as their licenses will no longer be valid. Tenco clarified that enforcement of the prohibition will fall to law enforcement agencies, as PAGCOR itself lacks policing authority. The move comes in response to a sweeping ban declared in July by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., motivated by allegations of serious crimes tied to several operators, such as human trafficking and financial fraud. In September, the Department of Labor and Employment, DOLE, estimated that the ban would impact around 40,000 Filipino workers. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Immigration, BI, set an October 15 deadline for foreign Pogo employees to downgrade their visas, warning of deportation for non-compliance. Over 21,000 foreign workers applied for visa adjustments in response. Related: Philippine government to investigate banks over Pogo operations. Executive Order No. 74 reinforced ban. President Marcos further reinforced the ban earlier this month by signing Executive Order No. 74. The order extends the prohibition to illegal offshore gaming activities, as well as to new licensing applications and renewals. To manage the closure of Pogos and assist affected workers, an interagency task force has been established. This group includes the BI, Department of Justice, DOLE, and other governmental bodies, ensuring comprehensive oversight during the transition,